Thank you for calling Astrology Answers. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. My name is Deborah, and my mother is right here. She evidently had an account. There's two charges on there from June. Is there an account number on here?
Okay. What's the email address that was used?
Kathleen Helm 8. @gmail.com.
Okay, could you spell that out just to make sure?
KathleenHelm, as in Mary, @gmail.com.
Okay, so that's KathleenHelm @gmail.com.
I'm sorry, it was HELM.
Okay. HELM at gmail.com. Okay,
yes.
Just a second.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay. I checked in both my systems. I'm not seeing. Did you say that was Kathleen Helms at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Would she have another email address?
Not to my knowledge, unless. Did you ever. Could you possibly have. What was your old email?
I've always had the same.
No, you didn't, Mom. You had a different one at Outlook. There was, oh, that was kfhelm@outlook.com, I think.
Okay, just a second.
Okay. When is this statement from, Mom? You said, when was the date of the statement? Is it? Oh, it says 7/15. That's the date it was purchased. I'm looking for the statement date. It looks like 7/15. Yeah, it was. Okay.
Okay, and you did say kfhelm@outlook.com?
Correct.
Okay. I'm not showing anything for that either. What was the charge again?
On the there are two charges on June 29th. One is for $67 and one for $57.
Okay. And is it two does it says astrologyanswers.com?
Yes. Well, on the statement from the credit card, it says Astrology Answers, and then it gave me the number that I called.
Okay. Does it say what it was for?
No, it just has a charge, and that's what I was trying to figure out. I don't know if she got something in the mail or if it was something online. I can't tell from the statement.
Okay. Okay, yeah, let me just look again, just a second.
Okay.
Now, when I checked up, when I put in her name, I have an email coming up, KathleenHelm8@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Okay, I have it up now because I wasn't putting in the eight.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't say it loud enough. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Okay, and. Okay, and he's. Okay, these charges are from the 28th of June?
Yeah, the 29th of June.
Okay, so she was purchased for the monthly forecast for $57 and the transit period guide, the monthly forecast for $57 and the transit guide for $67.
Okay, and she received that online?
Yes, ma'am. Well, she has to go to the library on our website, astrologyanswers.com, and access that information. It's not a physical item that would be sent out to her.
I see. Okay. All right. So they did send them to you online. Do you want to discontinue?
Yes, I do.
Well, then tell them.
I want it discontinued.
Okay. No, these are just one-time charges.
They're
so
one-time charges and
yes,
won't be
ma'am.
Charged again.
They're not reoccurring charges.
Okay.
They're just one-time charges, and they would be found in your on the website on astrologyanswers.com. When you signed up initially, ma'am, they did provide you with a password so you can access the website for any non-physical items that you ordered. And this would be in the library on the website.
I thought I canceled that out. That's what's bothering me.
Okay. Well, it was just a one-time charge. It's nothing.
It's just a one-time charge. I will not be charged again for that. Is that what you're saying?
No, ma'am. You won't be charged again for them. But if you want to access the information, you would have to go to astrologyanswers.com, and when you sign up, it would ask you for a username, which would be your email address that your daughter just provided, and a password. And that password, did you receive a password when you signed up?
You know, I thought I canceled it. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have that information down.
Okay. Okay, I can provide you with the password if you...
Okay, the password.
Okay, just a second.
Okay, he's going to provide us with a password. That was used.
Did you have it written down?
Yes.
Okay, and the password is just going to be your first name, Kathleen, and it'll be 2022.
Okay. And what was, this is her daughter again, what was her username? Was it her email?
Her email address.
Okay. Okay, great.
So when she goes to the website, astrologyanswers.com, as I said, it's going to ask her for her username.
Yes.
Which is going to be her email address.
Okay.
And the password is the one I just reset for her.
Got it.
And that would be Kathleen 2022.
Got it.
And when she go there to the website to access the information for the monthly forecast and transit period guide, she would just go to the library, and she can pull up the
account.
Both of them in the library.
Okay.
And if she wants to download them, she can download them to her email address, or she can read the information directly off the website.
Okay. Now, what if she doesn't want them? Can those be canceled?
Okay. As I said, there's nothing to cancel. It was just these are just one-time charges.
Okay. But if she never downloaded it, can it be refunded?
Okay, she wants to refund it?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. We do issue refunds. To be within 60 days, but yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So this is within 60 days, so yes, I can issue a refund. And she wouldn't be interested in keeping if we can offer a 50% partial refund?
No, she's really on a tight budget.
Okay, I can go ahead and issue a refund. Just a second.
Okay.
It's going to take a second.
No problem.
Just a second.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, I went ahead and issued the refund.
for both of them for the monthly forecast for $57 and the transit period guy for $67.
Okay.
They would
Thank
appear
you.
On her credit card in 5 to 7 business days.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you for calling in to Astrology Answers, and you have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks so
okay.
much.
Okay, and you should receive an email letting you know that they have been refunded.
Okay, thank you
okay.
again. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.